Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Following his discussion on praise last week, Dr. Vaughn nears the end of his message and explains another way to worship God. Listen for the next few minutes to learn how the heart of God longs to hear the singing protocol.
Let's consider for a moment tonight what I'm calling the singing protocol. There's a few of these books back there if you'd like to follow up on these 18 different prayer protocols. But let's think about the singing. They're back on the table. The singing protocol. You know, there's a reason church services begin with singing. Well, we're to come into His presence with singing. That's what our text says. Come before His presence with singing. God expects us to enter into His presence with song. Now, Psalm 100 verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. The word singing there means to shout for joy. It's the voice of triumph. Now, it speaks of celebration and rejoicing. Psalm 95 says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms or songs. You know what the word joyful noise means? It means to split the ears. Look it up. To split the ears. What's this talking about? It's a shout of joy to sound the alarm of triumph. Now, every revival is characterized with heartfelt singing. Revived people sing better. And they don't have to sing like they mean it. They sing because they do mean it. Now, praise is proper response to greatness. It's the singing protocol. Now, Colossians chapter 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. How many know it's okay sometimes not to sing about God? You can sing to God directly. With singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, singing with all of your heart to the Lord. Oh, it was my privilege a few years back to get in 3 revival atmospheres within a 2-week period. It was tremendous. I went down to the tent meeting, and I just want to say this. When I heard about this big tent meeting in Carolina, I thought to myself, my wicked, suspicious spirit, assuming the worst, I thought, well, this is probably one of those camp meeting nonsense, you know, where they're climbing the flagpoles and running around with the American flag like Batman. And I've heard all these stories about these wild, bizarre things. And I'm thinking, that's probably, I shouldn't have never thought like these kind of, I didn't know what was going on, but here I'm prejudging people. Well, I was not well. I was sick. So I said, well, I'll just tune in on Facebook Live. So I'd sit down in my sunroom, get in my lazy boy. I'd pull up the thing right here. Man, I get to looking at this thing, and the evangelist's wife got up one night to sing a song. 25 minutes later, she was singing the same song. Nobody was manipulating. Nobody was hyping anything. People would get under conviction, get out of their seats, hit the altar, get born again. The shout of praise would go up, and it was just, and I'd sit out there, and my spirit was bearing witness with this thing, and I'm sitting out there weeping, having a big time, and I had to repent of my prejudice, because here I was judging something, I didn't know anything about it. And by the way, different cultures of people act different than other cultures of people. Is everybody good with that? If you go to Africa, it's going to be different. I'm just telling you, all right? You go to China, it's going to be different. You go to Israel, it's going to, I'm just telling you. You go to the South, it's going to be a little different. But people that are born again have the same spirit. So boy, I got to go down there one night. One night there was 5,000 people under the tent, 1,000 in the sunshine. It was 96 degrees. I was sitting back there on the back row beside this black pastor from down in South Carolina. We're down there. Man, they had cold water. That was good. And we're sitting back there having a big time. And now we're just praising the Lord, and it was tremendous. I went from there to the student prayer advance. I'm just telling you, a revival atmosphere, young people praising God at the top of their voice from the bottom of their hearts. I went from there to New York City, got into a multicultural church. I think it's 123 nationalities. And brother, they were singing praises to God. I just want to say something to you tonight. I got in three atmospheres. There was three preaching styles. There was three music styles. There was three different cultures of people represented. But brother, it was the same Holy Spirit in all three places. And brother, I'm just telling you, it's a glorious thing to get in the presence of God where people are overwhelmed and overcome with the goodness of God. And they were walking knee deep in love. I'm just telling you, it's the singing protocol. Now, God's given us three things to refresh our souls. We talked about the ministry of refreshment, but God's given us three things to refresh us as humans: nature, friendship, and music. Why do people come to the Blue Ridge Mountains? Why did they go to the Rocky Mountains? Well, it's Blue Ridge Hills. Why did they go to the Rocky Mountains? Why did they come to the Great Lakes? Well, nature has a refreshing effect. Friendship refreshes us. But can I say this to you? Music refreshes us. And brother, we're to come before his presence with singing. Now, before you have your devotions in the morning, you need to come before his presence with singing. Now, some of you all can play instruments and sing. I can hardly play the radio. And I want to say that YouTube is why. The reason YouTube was created was for people that have no musical ability, but who really enjoy music. I have no capacity to sing, but I'll tell you what, I know the songs that elevate my spirit. I know the songs that magnify God in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. I know the songs that liberate me, brother, and bring, just lift me up in my soul and magnify the character of God before my face. And I'm telling you, before you pray, before you read your Bible, brother, come into his presence with singing. Now, if you can do it yourself, go at it. But if you can't, see me. I'll tell you where to go on YouTube. But you find the stuff that ministers to you. You find the things that really elevate God, that lift up the Lord in your heart and soul. I'm telling you, it's the singing protocol. So I want us to practice the singing protocol tonight. And I want us to sing from our heart to the Lord. And I want us to brag on him tonight by singing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. How many of you know that song? How many of you ever sung it with only two words on the second verse? Praise God to the tune of Amazing Grace. Has anybody ever done that? All right, we're going to try that too. All right, let's stand to our feet from your heart to the heart of God. Let's boast in the Lord. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Singers, get us on the right note. All right, here we go.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.